This edition of Farmer Friday on KIIC is brought to you by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. For my edition of Farmer Friday, I got a farmer over there in the Pella area, Craig Boat. Craig, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Sure thing, Pat.
Glad to have you. We are now into a quote-unquote new season, 2025. The calendar turned over. I'm assuming that you got grain in the grain bins, and there's a art to keeping that grain good. Most people think you put it in there, you dry it, and you walk away. That's not particularly the case. Talk about how you take care of that product that you have in that grain bin.
Well, this year a little easier, Pat. Everything dried down so good in the field. Most of the grain went into the bin under 15%. But, yeah, you look for a good cool weekend or a couple days, run the fans and get that corn down to, I like to get it down to about freezing, upper 20s, low 30s, and it seems to keep so much better that way.
And when we talk about keeping it inside the bin, some people will have augers that come down from the upper part. They call them stirrators. Does your system have that?
No, Pat. I just air dry everything. I don't have anything with stirrators anymore. We got cables in our bins that we can plug into and got a little digital readout. And it gives me the temperatures of the bin from top to bottom. And, I check those every Monday morning. That's just a ritual and make sure the temperatures aren't changing. If they begin to warm up, yeah, then you get the fans running. But that's made things a lot simpler.
And that's the cool thing about it. You don't have to crawl up in there and take a look inside. Sometimes that's a safety issue, people climbing into bins. So that's kind of nice to know that you can stay outside of the bin but get that information about what's going on inside.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of technology out there anymore. You can do it right through your phones on a lot of these systems. It is. It's much safer than climbing up there and looking in.
All right. I'm assuming that marketing has also been on the front burner for you as well. The cool thing about not having snow, if you do have to move grain to a facility for processing or the elevator, you can get to it because there's no snow on the ground. That's kind of a nice perk, so to speak, here in the wintertime.
Well, it's a lot easier than it was a year ago at this time, that's for sure.
That is true.
I do market grain end of December, January, February. I go around and take 3-4 loads out of every bin and get them cored out. Sure, everything's looking good. Kind of been in the process of doing that.
Okay, and so easy enough with the augers that are at the bottom of the bin to get that out and into the semis that you have and the vehicle of choice that you have. You're going to be hauling around a thousand bushel of grain. Is that about what your capacity is on your transportation method?
Yeah, I run about 1,000 to 1,050. And, we go down to Eddyville with our corn, so that's... been a little busy down there, so about 3 loads a day is all we get.
Everybody has the same idea, apparently, as it's a nice, quote-unquote, nice weather for moving grain. I can see the grain train go by from time to time here from the studio windows. Off air, we were talking a little bit about in the shop area, you got some activity going on mechanical-wise with anything?
Right now, we've just been changing oil and tractors and cleaning them up, getting them waxed. March, I'll get a planter in here. I got to rebuild the corn banner. I'll wait and do that in March. And yeah, there's always things to do. You don't have to look too hard.
Isn't that the truth? And, you mentioned a year ago you were in a different category in terms of snow. You had helped out your neighbors as well to did them out, so to speak, with the skid steer, the skid loader. You haven't had to do that yet.
I haven't even had to put snow plow on the pickup yet, and I really don't care if it stays that way.
That's great to hear. Hey, looking forward to 2025. Anything different from 2024 in terms of tillage methods, fertilizer using, any herbicides or fungicides you're going to shift to? Talk about that.
No, everything's pretty much going to stay the same. I haven't made any changes on any of that. Yeah, got the anhydrous on last fall, and I think co-op finished up spreading my dry actually last week. So that's all been taken care of. So, yeah, just a little bit of tillage just on the river bottoms, and everything else is no-till in the hills.
And I'm assuming that you went ahead and made the pre-season purchase of your seed corn, because that seems to be an item that those dealers come out before you even get the crop out of the ground. They're wanting to know if you're going to put something in.
They're there earlier every year. So, yeah, that decision was all made clear back pretty much in October. So, but the prepays, that's all going on pretty hard right now through the 15th. So
good. Any foreshadowing in terms of markets as the changing of the guard happens with the folks in Washington? Do you foresee anything, or have been talking to people about what they feel is going to happen market wise
Everybody's kind of on a wait and see list. We've had a pretty good rally on our markets here this week and late last week, so I think there's probably a few guys locked some stuff in, but I'll probably hold up from here on and just kind of see what goes on.
You know, that's a great thing about it. That market change in the market prices has been beneficial. It has been down quite a little bit of time through the harvest area. But, yeah, this rally has been nice to see. Talking with L. Ray Jenkins from time to time, he'll say that the markets have rallied. And it all depends on the exports as well. You know, you want those other countries to buy your stuff, but if they decide to go a different route, that affects everyone down the line.
Oh, absolutely. And it's become such a world trade that it just gets harder and harder to keep track of.
That it does. I've been talking with my buddy Craig Boat over there at Pella area for our edition of Farmer Friday. And don't forget, this edition of Farmer Friday on KIIC is brought to you by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. If you want to listen to this edition of Farmer Friday, all you got to do is go back to our website at www.kiic.com and select that Listen Live tab that's at the top banner there, and then go ahead and on the right side find this edition or any other edition you want to listen to all over again. Craig, thank you for being with me here on KIIC today.
You bet. Thanks, Pat.